come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Susie Owsley and Jim Berry. Jim is the president of the Eureka Emblem Club, and we're going to talk about what the Emblem Club is. What is the Emblem Club?
The Emblem Club actually was a group of ladies back in 1917 that was wrapping bandages for the medical corps, American Doughboys. And when they were done, they felt so compassionate that they had accomplished something. There was about 15 women that was a core that did this. They were part of the Elks organization at the time. So they decided to form a club. And so on April 27, 1926, the 15 ladies got together with the blessing of the Elks Lodge and formed Emblem Club. And from that, they started doing service work for charities and
scholarships
and that kind of stuff for the local area. And there was five clubs in the New England area. Now, this was in Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island was the number one club. And it's also had the most supreme presidents for obvious reasons, because they were the number one and they were the center, basically, of the Emblem Clubs.
Okay. And now the Emblem Club here locally decided to start doing some cooking classes. Susie, this is, I have a feeling, where you come in, because I think you're a really good cook, probably.
I do love to cook, and I love to eat, which is a double whammy. But we were looking for fundraisers. We do a lot of, you know, St. Patrick's Day dinners and Cinco de Mayo dinners, and I thought, let's do something fun with cooking, because there's a lot of great chefs and cooks in our area. And with the co-op closing their classes for a while they redo the kitchens for the deli, we took advantage and started offering cooking classes. So we held our very first one in February 2015. We had Bob McCall of Cypress Grove Cheese, and he did an amazing class. So we had lots of cheese samples and a couple menus with cheese items. So it was great, well attended.
That's great, because you're kind of working in those people in the community who are already out there doing food stuff and just kind of saying, well, you already love this. Could you do it for us and do it as a fundraiser?
Mm-hmm. And that we average 40 to 50 people. Some that have taken the same, you know, different classes, the same people come back. We try to highlight local restaurants or businesses that are food service oriented. And we're always looking for cooking teachers.
Oh, okay. So you're recruiting both cooking teachers and some people to come to these classes.
Exactly.
To take the classes. Where do you offer the classes at?
They're all held at the Elks Lodge. We have a huge dining room that can seat hundreds, and it just makes a nice space for cooking classes. They're demonstration. We provide recipes, samples, a little take-home gift, and they've been wildly popular.
Wildly popular is
good.
So you already probably have a network of people who that you can reach out to just through the Elks, too.
We do. Foodies, lots of them that are Elk and Emblem members, and then just some people from the public that had not been to the Elks Lodge before but had that interest in food.
Okay. Well, now, what are some examples of some of the classes other than the cheese class? What other things have you taught people to do?
We had Dick Taylor chocolate. He ended up doing a Mayan chocolate chicken stew that was pretty amazing. We had Leah Ritter, who was with Ramones. She would do the decorating for the wedding cakes. So she did a class on decorations and frostings. We had Doris Hicks, who did a Downton Abbey themed scone class. Then she came back the next month in December and did a holiday gifts from the kitchen. So we did marinated olives, and we did, what else did we do? We did brandied cherries, and we did shortbread cookies, and that was popular. And then we had Jerry Gordon, who's a local custom cupcake baker. And I think our last class was Rebecca Kleintobe, and she does custom cookies out of Fortuna.
Okay. Now, Jim, what is your connection with the food and the classes?
You really want to know?
I'm
the dishwasher.
You're the dishwasher. Hey, every cook needs a good dishwasher.
Oh, believe me.
I would cook every night if somebody would do the dishes behind me.
That I have no problem doing dishes at home either. But some of these classes are pretty intense when it comes to
the amount
dish.
Of
well, no, because we have so many people there and they're putting right. stuff out on plates.
Uh-huh.
You can't use paper plates. You've got to use regular plates. So, you know, and we fortunately, the Elks have a very good automatic dishwasher, but you still got to load the trays and unload the trays. I mean, there's so there is some work involved.
Yep. That's great. How are you going to choose classes for the upcoming classes that you're going to offer?
Well, right now we're hoping to do an Italian class. We're still working with a possible teacher. We're looking at maybe in the future, OHS townhouse.
Uh-huh.
We have some contacts with the cook or chef there. So maybe in a few months he'll be ready to teach a class. So
okay.
That's some upcoming. But again, we're open to anyone that is interested in teaching a food class. They may have a food business or a restaurant or they're just a great cook and would like to teach a class.
Yeah. And it seemed like ethnic themes are kind of popular, too.
They are. Mediterranean yeah. would be fun.
Right.
The Italian. The teachers get a stipend, so we pay them. We pay for all the food, the recipes. We do all the publicity. They just need to show up and teach the class. So
okay.
it's great if you have a food type of business that you want to get more publicity on.
Okay. And if people are interested in finding out where you're going to be posting that lineup or if they want to get on your list for upcoming classes, how do they do that?
Best way to reach us is Facebook. We have two Facebook pages, Eureka Emblem Club, number 298, or Eureka Emblem Cooking Classes, or they can contact Jim or myself. I'm at 443-8073.
And Jim, what's your number?
Our number, I say ours because my wife is also in the Emblem Club, or I wouldn't be there. Our number is 444-3160.
Okay. And people.
And it's generally, you need to call one of us so we can get your name down.
Mm-hmm.
And these reservations, because what the Elks require, the reservations have to be prepaid.
Uh-huh.
Send your name, and you can pay for like a 4-year showing up. You know, you can just send one check with the four times whatever the cost is going to be, plus the four names that are going to be on that, so we can
okay.
get you on our register list.
Important.
And that guarantees your seat in yeah. the cooking class.
Because it sounds like it's competitive.
We can
get competitive.
Pretty filled, but it's a great evening, and I think you'll always learn something and have fun.
And what are some of these funds used for?
These funds are used for our local charities, like Hospice, Senior Resource Center, North Coast Veterans Resource Center.
And also high school,
right.
for high school students locally for college scholarships.
Oh, great. Well, this has been a great opportunity to get together and find out what the Eureka Emblem Club is about. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Susie Owsley and Jim Berry from the local Emblem Club. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Grapes and cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.